The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm a little tired, I'll admit. I've been working the past week at the Topsfield Fair, running the B'nai B'rith booth, along with running our own business at Friedman Financial, and it's been a long week. I hope you've had a chance to get up to the fair. If you haven't yet, I look forward to seeing you up there today or tomorrow. We've had a challenging period of time over the past week with weather. Some days are really rainy. Some days are beautiful and sunny. You just never know what you're going to get every day. So I encourage you, come on, take a trip up to the fair if you haven't been there. Visit me over at the B'nai B'rith booth. We serve the largest portions at the lowest prices. We're right near the entrance to the front entrance to the fair. If you happen to swing over, say that you listened to the show today, and I got a special treat for you. I'll also want to come over and say hello. Hope you enjoy listening to the show. Hope you'll enjoy everything that goes on here at North Shore 104.9. Lots of great stuff happening. We got the Red Sox game three of the Sox playoffs coming up today for you, and nice to see that they're in the playoffs. And we'll see where that all takes us. I'm in studio here actually wearing my Red Sox World Series t-shirt from 2013. I remember that day vividly. I was actually in the Netherlands. Speaking at a conference. And it was game six, I believe it was, when the Red Sox, Koji Uehara was on the mound. And he goes, and I'm watching the game through my laptop. I had downloaded the MLB program because that's the only way to watch the game. Koji Uehara is there. He pitches the last pitch to strikeout. Game's over, and you just want to yell and scream with everybody. Granted, it was 3 o'clock in the morning where I was, but you want to yell, you want to cheer, you want to do nothing, and all of a sudden, the screen goes dead because I paid for the game. I didn't pay for the post-game celebration, or I don't think you could have. There was no post-game celebration to pay for, no press conference, no nothing, so it's dead silence in my hotel. I'm jumping up and down, excited that the Red Sox won. I go to open my window out in the streets, figuring maybe people are celebrating in downtown Amsterdam. Not so much. It was dead quiet, and so I went to bed. And you know what the next day was? You woke up the next morning. It was Halloween. October 30th was when the Red Sox won the World Series, and so I went to my presentation dressed in Red Sox attire, and that's what I did. That's about the excitement that I got of the Red Sox game. Enough of that, though. We're here to provide you with financial advice in a language you can understand. We do that each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m., and I've been doing that here at the station for almost 4 years. And we also have this newsletter that we put out that I'd love to send you a copy of. I don't mail it. No, I don't want to build up the postage. I don't want to add more paper. We send it electronically to you. And if you'd like it, all you need to do is go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of the website. Click on the button that says sign up for Mark's newsletter. Couldn't be any harder than that. Click the button, put in your email address, and boom, you'll start to get my newsletter each and every Friday at 10:30. If you like it, great. If you don't like it, I have not offended if you unsubscribe. There's almost 7,000 people that are signing up for this newsletter now all across the country, actually all around the world, that get the newsletter. And all it is little pieces of advice, financial advice, in a language that you can understand. Well, we've got something different that I'm going to try to do today. I came back from a conference out in California a couple weeks ago where we saw some updates to a piece of software that we use in our office. It really is the core, the foundational piece of software that we use for every single client that visits our firm and that has been a long-term client with us as well. It's called eMoney. And what this software does is it gives you a visual representation of where you stand financially every day, at any given time. It shows you and plots your progress. How are you doing towards achieving your goals? Where is everything that you have? What is it all worth? And it's a fascinating piece of software. Something actually that you can download to your phone, to your iPad, to your computer, and have access to anytime you want. There's an online vault. You can upload your documents, your wills, your trusts, your deeds to your house, your birth certificate, your passport, photographs of kids. You can upload it all to a personal and secure vault. And it has been such a great resource for our clients that they love knowing the fact that if something, God forbid, were to happen to them, there is somebody that knows where everything is and what it's worth, knows how to give instruction to the next generation or to the surviving spouse as to how to find it all. Because how many of your kids, think about this, if you were to drop dead right now, would your spouse and or your children or next of kin, whomever, know where everything is that you own and what it's all worth? Think about it. Do you have an account at PayPal? How about eBay? How about Ally Bank? These online banking systems, do they know your password? If they don't know your password, how often do you get to talk to somebody that works over at PayPal? Have you ever tried calling there? You're not going to get an answer. You can't even find the Contact Us button on PayPal or even on Amazon for that matter. You can find it on Amazon, but it's not easy. What if mom or dad had been a traveler when they worked? They worked and they had a lot of travel and they accumulated a lot of points. Maybe there were frequent flyer points. Maybe there were points at Marriott, whatever it was. Who's tracking those? How do you get them? Are they transferable? Could you retain those? I bet those things aren't listed in a will. But when you have all of that stuff tracked in a software like eMoney, like what we do for our clients, it's at your fingertips. It's that easy. Imagine this. Imagine you've just sent your son or daughter off on a trip to Germany with, let's say, a school exchange program. And somewhere in the midst of their travels, they somehow lose their passport. What do you do? What do they do? Well, yes, you can get your passport replaced, but if they forgot to bring a copy, or perhaps you even reminded them to bring a copy, but they simply can't find it, imagine if you could have them just log into a section of the website where they could pull up the digital version of that passport. And speaking of passports, let me give you a great idea. Did you know that Boston, the city of Boston, has just become what's called mobile passport eligible? Which means you've heard of this thing called TSA Pre and Global Entry. TSA Pre, I believe, is $100 to $75 to do TSA Pre. It allows you to clear through every type of domestic flight you have without having to take your shoes off. You don't have to take your laptop out of your bag. I have TSA Pre. My wife has TSA Pre. It's a very, very, very simple process to go through. It's not as complicated as anyone makes it seem. You basically just need your passport. You go down to one of the offices. There's some. There's one in Billerica. You can go to Logan Airport. There's a few around. If you just go to TSA.gov, you'll find the website. Then there's this other thing called Global Entry. Now, what Global Entry allows you to do is allows you to skirt past a lot of the customs clearance when you travel into the country, when you're traveling back into the United States. You can avoid a lot of that stuff. It's called mobile passport. It's called Global Entry. And it helps. It speeds you right through. You don't have to stand on any of those crazy lines because you know what happens. After you've been traveling for a long time, coming over from Europe, coming over from Asia, coming back from the Caribbean, you get off in the customs area and you go, oh my God, there's 700 people here in front of me. How long is this going to take? Well, with Global Entry, you get to skirt and fly right through if you have it. But Global Entry costs you maybe $200. And I think the interview, to schedule an interview, could be 2, 3, 4 months out. But I'm going to tell you something that you can do right now. Right now on your phone. And you will get clearance better than Global Entry. Fly through it and it's free. Are you ready for this? Now, this has been tested in a few other cities and towns already. It's now in Boston. It's live in Boston. It's called Mobile Passport. All you need to do is go to your Apple store or your Android store and look up Mobile Passport. You download Mobile Passport. Here's what happens. You set up a little account. Doesn't cost you anything. I have my Mobile Passport on my phone. What you need to do is you take a picture of your passport. It shows you how to line up your passport with your phone. It identifies it. And all of a sudden, it grabs that big bar set of numbers down at the bottom. And then it asks you to take a picture of yourself. And it gives you all the requirements. You can't have a hat on. You can't have glasses on. Whatever you want to have to do. You take a picture. And between the picture and what it scans on the passport, it knows everything about you right now. And all of a sudden, it fills in your date of birth, when your passport will expire, all that stuff. And it saves it to a file. And what's great is I could do it for all of my kids. So I have it for myself, for my wife, and my 5 children. and my five children. So on Mobile Passport, I have all seven passports listed. So here's what happens. So I fly back like I did with my daughter, Alana. We came back. We did a Mediterranean cruise in August of this year. We come back. And as we're landing, as you're sitting, as after you've landed, you're now on the tarmac. You're heading up towards the gate. You pull up your mobile passport. And it says that you, it says, have you arrived in a city? What city have you arrived in? You put in your information. You put in your flight number, the city code. And it recognizes that you're on the manifest of the people that are flying in. And it creates, it asks you a series of customs questions, like, are you bringing fruit? Are you bringing 10? It's like five or six questions. You answer no to all that stuff, or however you choose to answer it. And boom, you get a receipt that's printed up on your phone. Now, you remember, if you've done the customs things now, you have to stand in front of that camera. You take a picture. It goes up and down. You hit some buttons, and it prints out that receipt. That receipt is already on your phone. So you don't have to stand in any of that line. You skirt right through, straight through. You just show the bar scanner to the agent in the customs office. They scan underneath it. You're done. Cost you absolutely nothing. So you might say to yourself, why do I need global entry? Well, the reason that you might want global entry is that not every city in town, every airport has adopted this program. But right now, Boston has it. Take advantage of it. It's called Mobile Passport. Okay, a couple other things that I want to share with you today. I've got, like I was talking about e-money, and this is one of these things that I learned through the e-money experience and the meeting that I went to about this mobile passport and such. But they give me a series of great videos, these great, great videos, and they actually ask some celebrities to voice over some of these videos. Later in the show today, I'm going to run some of these videos. I want you to hear them. I want you to imagine what's being said, because, you know, one of the toughest things in the world of financial planning these days is people having a very difficult time understanding what financial planning really is. People generally box financial planners in with my broker or my investment guy. Well, I've always understood what financial planning was that was different, but I'll tell you, it's been a little bit different for the newest employee that we just added to our office a couple weeks ago. He's been with us a couple weeks, and he came from the mutual fund world. And he thought, I know all about this financial planning stuff. I'll pick it up pretty quick. But what he's realizing is that he didn't know what he didn't know. And this is going to be a lot harder and a lot tougher and a lot more complex than he ever thought. Because now, all of a sudden, the advice that he offers, the work that he's doing, it matters. You're actually giving advice to a single individual. This is not the corporate spin. It's not general answers where, you know, don't you hate when you see some of these advertisements and stuff and you want to get more detail, but they do not provide detail. It is as wide and open scope as you could possibly imagine. Well, when you do financial planning for somebody, they want advice that is customized and directed to them, knowing their circumstances, and you're putting your name and signature on that piece of paper. And boy, this is a wake-up call for this guy. Not that I'm ready to have him sign his name to anything yet, but he's preparing us, and he gets us ready for our meetings. And when I said, well, how much money is this person expected to get from Social Security? And he says, well, I think it's around $24,000. I said, well, I assure you that the person that's walking in here knows exactly how much they get from Social Security. So about $24,000 isn't going to do it. You need to let me know exactly what they're going to be receiving from Social Security. So the world of financial planning is more and more complex because it focuses on your individual needs, what you have to have happen. We don't have pensions anymore like we did. People aren't getting 16% CDs at the bank. It just isn't like that. The responsibility of getting financial planning right is on you, and you've got to do it right. And we're going to show you how to do that when we get back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Isn't it time to get serious about your retirement planning? Friedman Financial is a financial planning and investment management firm in Peabody. They've been helping professionals and retirees put solid strategies into play for 40 years. When you're planning to get serious about planning for retirement, call Friedman Financial for a free initial consultation at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or go online to FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
If I had $1 million.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial Associates, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, actually right near the North Shore Mall. We have been providing financial planning and investment management services to individuals and families who live on the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and in the southern New Hampshire area since 1968. No, not me. I'm only 50 years old. My father started doing this. I was born in 66, so I would have been two. And so I did not do financial planning in diapers. As far as I know, I didn't. And when I graduated college, frankly, I wasn't even doing financial planning then. I was actually working as the restaurant manager at the Ship Restaurant when I graduated college, believe it or not. But today, after 25 years, I'm celebrating that my 25th anniversary doing financial planning at Friedman Financial. I've taken over the business from my father, who retired in 2007, and myself, along with my business partner, Marion Gilman, we serve 450 families. 450 families. We manage over $350 million in investment assets for those clients. And we do it individually, uniquely, and customized for each and every one of them. If you feel like now is the time to get serious about your financial planning, it's time to get an understanding of where everything is and what it's all worth. Time to make sure that you know where all the resources are going to come from to provide you the income that you need in retirement. Perhaps we're the right firm for you. I'd love to meet with you. We schedule a free initial consultation for each and every person who comes into the office. My phone number is 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. You can call the phone number, leave a message. Jody's not there today. It's Sunday. Leave a message. My assistant Jody will answer the phone, or her voicemail will, I should say. You let her know that you'd like to come in for initial consultation. She'll ask you a few questions, and then we'll get you all set up and ready to go. You know, we're only a few more months away from the end of the year. There's a lot of end-of-year tax planning. If you found that you had paid a lot in taxes last year due to capital gain distributions and you want to know whether you're in for another big tax hit, might be nice to know now rather than be surprised about it in April or March. Give us a call. We're happy to talk with you. Love to meet you and love to learn more about what your financial planning needs are. So earlier in the first segment, I was telling you a little bit about this conference that I went to called the eMoney Conference out in California. And they had introduced a whole bunch of instructional and educational videos that we're able to roll out to a lot of our clients, or to anybody, frankly. And we're going to start putting these things up on our website. But I thought these videos were so good that you could actually just listen to them and find significance from them. You would really, really love these videos. So what I want to do is I want to show you the first one. The first item that I've called is actually being voiced over by Tom Selleck, believe it or not. Tom Selleck does this. He talks a little bit about the importance of knowing that you need to put money away all your life. How many people do you know, perhaps it's yourself, where you say to yourself, you know, here I am at 50 years old, here I am at 55 years old. I wish I started sooner. I wish I started putting money away. Well, imagine this. If you were able to put 15% of your pay away from the day you started collecting money, you would have a lot of cash, a lot of stuff around. So here, listen to Tom, see what he says, and we'll be right back.
It's happening. And it's happening right now. Today, all across America, 10,000 baby boomers turn 65 years old, the age of retirement. Tomorrow, another 10,000. But only a few will retire with financial security. Most will not. Why? Because 95% of Americans haven't saved enough during their 40 years of work to pay for their 20 years of retirement. 33% have saved nothing at all. If you're counting on Social Security to bail you out, think again. Social Security provides enough to live around the poverty line. Many predict it won't even be here when it's your time to retire. What's more, people are living longer than ever. You may need your retirement savings to last 30 years. Maybe more. So what's the solution? It's pretty simple. Spend less than you earn. Set a monthly budget, then pay yourself the first 15% and direct deposit it into your 401k, IRA, or retirement account. Then use the web to monitor your accounts and track your progress. If you do nothing else than pay yourself the first 15% of every paycheck, you'll have a far better chance to live out your golden years in financial comfort. The best time to start saving for your future is right now.
So what do you think? What would happen if you started putting money away sooner? What I first think is that when I think about this video, or even the audio clip here, and I'm happy to share the video with anybody that wants it. If you'd like me to send you the link to this video, it's just a web link that I can send over to you, email me. Email me directly at Mark, M-A-R-C, at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Think about what would happen. Imagine you get your first job. How many kids or how many people get their first job and they figure, well, man, this is more money than I've ever made before in my life, but I'm not prepared to save any of it. That's what ends up happening with most of these kids that come out of college. They get a job that pays them $25,000 or $30,000 a year, and they go, oh, my God, look at all this money I just got. And then they realize they have expenses. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's what happens when you actually get a paycheck. You are going to have expenses in your life, but you know what else you're going to have? Taxes. Taxes. You're going to have to pay taxes. So you pay your taxes, you pay your expenses, and then you say, all right, if there's something left over, maybe I'll save it. And you know what? If there's nothing left over, do you know what you do? You end up using a credit card. So one of the things that we need to teach our children to do, teach our young adults or our adult children to do, is to be a little bit more financially smart as they approach their first job. You know, many people want to think about, Mom, I don't want to live at home anymore. I want to move out of the house because I don't want to be a burden to you. I want to move into an apartment, move into someplace. Well, you know what? That comes with expense. And make sure that your children understand what that expense is. Look, I think it's very important that they move out. I think that once they're done with college, there's no business living at home as long as you have a job. Get out there. Yeah, you're not going to be able to live the lifestyle that Mom and Dad probably gave you. And that's usually the most humbling thing for college graduates, is that the lifestyle from which they grew up is going to have to be a little bit different. Now they're responsible for paying for their own dinners. Now they're responsible for buying their own shoes. One of the things that they never seem to be responsible for whatever reason, at least my experience says, is the parents never seem to cut them off of the phone bill. They seem to always be still attached to that cell phone bill. Kids can't just start on their own. I don't know why we don't do that, but sometimes you just got to cut the cord, let it go. But kids have to be, our adult children have to be responsible. They have to remember that it's important, even at $25,000 or $30,000, it's important that we put something away. The recommendation is to put away 15% of your gross pay, not 15% of your net pay, 15% of your gross pay. So if you're making $30,000, that means you're going to put away $4,500 a year or about $400 a month. And if you can't manage that within your budget, you have to say to yourself, you know what? Maybe the expense lifestyle that I have needs to be cut back upon. Because if we don't pay ourselves first, that's what this term is you pay yourself first. You put money aside for your future. And you do it just like you'd be paying your bills, just like you're paying your taxes. Paying yourself first is important. Because after you pay, first you got to pay your taxes. You know that. You're going to have taxes withheld from your paycheck. The next thing that should come out is savings. Savings. Now, some might say, well, what if I saved it in my 401k plan? I can do that on a before tax basis. Go for it. Go for it. If you can save $400 a month, I don't care whether you're doing it in a retirement account or in a savings account. However, I should tell you this. From a savings standpoint, if you're a young adult or even a mature adult, you should have at least 6 months' expenses in the bank as an emergency fund. So I don't want you living paycheck to paycheck. You need to first build up that emergency fund. Whatever it takes, build it up. And you know, you can't build it up if you don't know what you need for your expenses every month. No, that's really, if we're kind of backing into this thing, if you don't know what your expenses are, you need to know. One of the easiest ways to do it, most people don't pay cash anymore. Most people pay everything on a credit card or a debit card. Take a look at those bills. Take a look at what you're paying. Now, every time someone looks at a debit card or a credit card, they go, well, that was this year I had to get this, or this month I had to buy a car, or this month I had to buy a rug for my house, and that won't happen again. I only have to do that once. You know what? You'll always be buying stuff. You always will, but you have to factor in the importance of paying yourself first. Put money aside for the long term. If you do that early, if you do that regularly, if you do that automatically, and that's what many people are looking for. They're looking to do it automatically. And I think that's a fascinating way to start saving money. You won't find yourself at age 50 wondering, geez, I wish I saved more money. Start, it's a little bit. And you know what? If you can't do 15% off the bat, do 5. No one's going to laugh at you because all you can do is 5. You did something. It's better than nothing. It's better than building up debt on a credit card. It's better than carrying a 21% credit card rate and only paying the minimum balance. You know, one of the things that we've seen happen in the office is that people try to rationalize why it makes sense to keep money in the bank while also maintaining a large credit card balance. I always tell the story about the woman, the young couple that came in to visit with us. She brought in her boyfriend, And she had $16,000 in credit card debt. $16,000. By the way, average credit card debt in America is $8,000 for a couple. It's $16,000. So she was way on the high end. She had $16,000 in credit card debt and $35,000 in the bank. And she came in because she wanted to know how much of a house she could afford. This was her major question. How much of a house can I afford? And this is before I knew about her credit card. I asked her, I said, well, how much of the $35,000 are you looking to put down towards the house? She says, well, I want to know what I can afford first, how much of a mortgage I can afford first. Then I'll figure out how much cash I want to spend. But I really like having $35,000 in the bank. I'd prefer not to take any of the money out. And I go, oh boy. So she's going to have to pay what you all know. This is what's called primary mortgage insurance if she doesn't put 20% down. So that's PMI. That's an extra couple hundred dollars a month. Not to mention the fact that she has a $16,000 credit card bill that we just find out about. I said, the first piece of advice that you do is you take $16,000 from your $35,000 and you pay off your credit card bill. Because how much are you spending every month for credit cards? She says, well, it's about $500. I said, well, I'll tell you what. You could probably get a mortgage, certainly a $100,000 mortgage for, say, $400 a month, a $200,000 mortgage for, say, $800 a month, and so forth and so on. And I said, but you're willing to lay out $500 in interest payments only? She says, yeah, but then I want my $35,000. I'll only have 18 left or 17 left, whatever it was. You're not catching the point here. You're wasting money. And unfortunately, here's what happens. Most people are asking for financial advice, but they really want to be justified in the illogical actions that they're considering. That's what happens. They get illogical and they just want somebody to say, yeah, go for that. That sounds like a good idea. Well, a financial advisor will tell you when you're making a mistake. At the end of the day, it's your choice. The end of the day, it is going to be your choice. You decide what it is that you want to do. But you want to be financially responsible? I'm going to show you how you can be financially responsible. But if you want to make decisions that feel better to you, you go ahead and do that. And I got a lot more things to share. I got a lot more videos to share. I want to tell you, think about videos on the radio. These videos are so good that they're powerful just with the audio part of it. When we get back, I got more to show you. I'm going to show you about the difference between a want and a need, and how that has impacted society today. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Once in a lifetime, a musical comes along that transcends the art form and becomes part of our national heritage.
Tonight, tonight, it all began tonight.
Bill Haney's North Shore Music Theater presents an all-new production of West Side Story.
Free in America, okay, by me in America, everything free in America.
The landmark musical with one of the most stunningly beautiful scores ever created for the stage.
When you're a jet, you're the top cat in town. You're the gold medal kid with the heavyweight crown. When you're a jet, you're the swinginest thing. Little boy, you're a man. Little man, you're a king.
West Side Story is at North Shore Music Theater for 3 weeks only, starting November 1st. For tickets, log on to nsmt.org. Sponsored by Abiomed.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hope you're doing well. It's about top of the hour right now. Bottom of the hour. I don't even have a clock here in front of me. I have no idea what time it is. So it's about 8:30 or so right now. I am a little tired. I've been working very hard at the Topsfield Fair this past week. Besides running Friedman Financial, I run a big food booth where we have over 200 volunteers that come and work our food booth. It's called the B'nai B'rith booth. We serve hot dogs, hot pastrami, knishes, beef brisket. I know that Dana Hersey has been there. I saw him at the booth this past weekend. A bunch of folks from North Shore 104.9 has stopped by. Many of you, as listeners, have stopped by as well throughout the week. And I want to remind you, if you're listening to the show today and you're planning on going up to the fair, either today or tomorrow, it runs until tomorrow, stop by the booth, say hello, and I got a special treat for you. I'd love to meet you as well. It's the B'nai B'rith booth located. It's booth number 798, but that's not important because the numbers don't seem to go in any rational order up there at the booth. We're right across the street, right across the from the main administration building. You will find us, I assure you. Anyhow, when we last left you, I was talking about saving 15%. The importance of putting money aside, starting early, getting your kids, your adult children to start putting money aside as early as possible. Because you know, at age 50, at age 60, you say to yourself, geez, I wish I'd saved some money sooner. So let's help them do it. We showed a video, or I played a video, just the audio portion of it, on the radio in the first segment. And I've got another one that I'm going to share with you today. This one is about wants and needs. It's some of the basic human instincts that we have. Is this a want or is this a need? Do we need to have it? Do I want to have it? You know, one of the first things that they teach us to deliver from an education standpoint in the elementary schools is the difference between a want and a need. In first grade, there's a program that's called Junior Achievement. And I've been working in the Junior Achievement program for years and years and years. Actually, I should say I've retired from the Junior Achievement program because I did it until my kids were done with, had all gone through elementary school. But the first grade class, the program is dedicated to wants and needs. And it's pretty simple, but the kids have never thought of it that way. Do you need to have a water? Do you need water? Yes. Do you need to have mom pull the car over to get a water at Cumberland Farms? No, you want mommy to do that, but you don't need to have that water. You're not going to die. You're not going to die of thirst, as the kids would. It's not going to happen. So we begin to talk about the importance of wants and needs. Do you need to have an Xbox? No. Do you want an Xbox for the kids? Yes. Do we need to be driving a Mercedes? Do we need Louboutin shoes? Do we need, I don't know, an Armani suit or whatever it might be? No, it's what we want. It's what we want. And so how do we balance wants versus needs as we get older? As pressures become more difficult, as finances become more challenging, how do you do that? I'm going to run this video. It's not, you're not going to be able to see. You're going to hear it. But I think you'll find it fascinating. In fact, you're going to hear Tom Selleck's voice. Remember Magnum P.I.? Yep, that's Tom Selleck. And we've asked Tom to voice over this video for us. He's going to deliver this wants versus needs video, and I'll be right back.
There's a war being waged today in the streets of America. And sadly, many of us are losing the fight. It's the war for your wallet, a conflict between wants versus needs. You don't really need a new car, but you sure want one. Those expensive shoes, you just have to have them. The newest electronic gadget, you really don't need it. You just really want it. So why the urge to splurge? Because you've been sold by thousands of media messages that bombard you every day. Before you let advertising reach into your pocket again, take a look at how much things really cost over time. How about the car you drive? Say you purchase a new vehicle every 4 years. If you save $10,000 every time you get a new one, you could have an extra $100,000 over the next 20 years. How about the mortgage on your house? Americans used to purchase homes that were about twice their annual income. Today, it's over four times that amount. Right-sizing your home can create more manageable debt. Imagine saving $300 every month on your mortgage. Over 20 years, you could have an extra $125,000 in your pocket. That's a nice piece of change. You get the picture? The idea is to spend wisely. Look at your money in both present and future values. Before you buy something big, answer this little question. Do I really need this, or do I just really want it? Work with us to make a monthly budget, then stick to it. Use the web to organize your accounts and monitor your progress. It'll help you stay on track. Advertisements shout at you to buy today, but your future is telling you to save for tomorrow. Who wins the battle for your wallet is up to you.
So what do you want? What do you need? It's a tough thing, especially as we get older. I find that many people say in retirement they want to travel. The number one thing people say they want to do when they retire is, oh, I want to travel. But what does travel look like? Do you need to travel? You know what? I think most people in the retirement, yeah, they need to travel. They need to get out. They need to do something, change things up from the norm. But most people who want to travel oftentimes never do. Do you know why they never do it? Because they don't know how to do it. They need someone to help them along. And they go, and you'll ask your kids, and they'll go, well, just go to TripAdvisor. Just go to Expedia. They'll book the whole thing for you. That's hard. That's really hard to do. Do you know what type of a hotel to stay at? Do you know how to build your tours? Do you know what to do on vacation? I find so many people book a vacation to a destination, and then they get there and they don't know what to do. And they figure, well, I'll ask the concierge. And the concierge is happy, or the person at guest services, whatever, they're happy to give you advice. But do you know that the advice that they give to you is very biased? Very biased, and usually very expensive. Because you're asking them for last-minute advice. You're asking them as if you're walking into Cumberland Farms and need to buy milk. Right? You run into Cumberland Farms, you need to buy milk. Where is milk going to be cheaper? Cumberland Farms or Stop and Shop or Market Basket? You want to buy a candy bar. You want to buy something. You want convenience, right? So you know you're going to pay a premium price for that. You figure, well, for an extra 60 cents, an extra buck and a half, it's not such a big deal. But when you want theater tickets, you want to take a tour of a Coliseum, and they say, well, this is going to cost you $125 a person. And you know that if you stood in line for 3 hours at the ticket office, it's going to cost you $30. All of a sudden, you begin to think about that. But you could have planned for it. You could have planned. My point is as we get into retirement, it's very important that you understand how you go about planning your retirement. You want to travel. I know that. Frankly, I think you need to travel. And you need to get out there and see the country. It amazes me. Amazes me how many people in America have never left New England or never left the region in which they live. I met a gentleman a couple weeks ago, and he says to me the last time he was on an airplane was in 1968. He went once, didn't like it, so he's never doing it again. 1968, went once. So as a result, he's never driven much further than New York or north of Maine. That's unfortunate. But he says, yeah, I'd love to travel, but there's no way I'm getting an airplane. Everybody has their phobias. Everybody has their things. One of the things that we're exploring right now for our clients is a program that we're going to be developing and probably rolling out next year. We're going to bring in three travel agencies. And we're going to say, I want you to imagine spending $10,000 on a vacation. Let me ask you, when you've gone on a vacation, just you and your spouse or you and a companion, how much have you spent? Usually that number, when I ask people, it's usually around $3,000 to $7,000 they spend. Now, I'll tell you, I spend a lot more than that on vacation. But most people don't. They're used to the Holiday Inn experience. They're used to the Comfort Inn experience. They're used to going on a budget vacation because they want to save money. Now, many people who are retired, they don't realize the impact of the money that they've accumulated, that they can actually spend more. They can have greater vacations. They can do the things that they always said, ooh, I could never do that stuff. But yes, you can. Now, I'm not saying spend $50,000 on a vacation, but imagine if you had a budget of $10,000, maybe even $15,000, to go on a vacation. Would you want to be responsible for making the most out of that vacation, or would you want some kind of an agency, some kind of someone to help you plan it properly? So what we're going to be doing for our office is we're going to bring in three different agencies. One is going to specialize in national tours, national park tours. It's one of these companies where you fly, for instance, to Denver, or you fly to New Orleans, or you fly somewhere and you land in a bus. You don't land in a bus. You go to the bus. And they drive you around for 3 or 4 days, taking you to the various national parks. It's all a guided tour. You stay in nice hotels along the way. Option number two is we're going to look at an Alaskan cruise. A lot of people say, oh, I'd love to see Alaska. So they'll be offering ways in which you can go on an Alaska cruise. And the other one is the Viking cruises. We're going to be doing one of those. Each of those things, imagine if you had a budget of $10,000. If you went on a cruise at $10,000 on a budget, guess what? You're not staying in the inside room anymore. Imagine this, you get a balcony. You can actually see stuff. Maybe upgrade to a suite. Maybe you can visit some of the nicer restaurants that you didn't know that were available, but the travel agent will know. Maybe you want to go on some tours and there'll be private tours. You don't have to stand in those crazy lines. You get a time ticket. You walk in. You get a guided tour. It's excellent. You maximize your time. That's the point. Early on, we need to understand the difference between a want and a need. Early on, when we're kids, we need to know that. And even as adults, we need to understand the want and the need. And then as we get older, we forget that we've worked so hard to be able to do what we want. And we go back to, this is all I need. All I need is a simple car, simple hotel, a simple trip. And I will tell you, as you get older, as your retirement moves along, you're going to want to get back to as simple as possible. But while you're active, while you're enthusiastic, while you're excited about doing things, I want you to do what you want and make sure that you're living your life to its fullest. Now, there's a lot of advice that we try to provide here on Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. I try to provide financial advice in a language you can understand. And this is the kind of advice that we give to our clients each and every time we meet with them. It's personalized advice. It's advice that's appropriate to them. Here on the radio, I've got to make it general. But when they come to our office, if you choose to come to our office, we're going to understand where you stand financially and how to maximize your life in retirement so you can see it out to its fullest. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, lots more to share with you. Stick around. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
Do you ever wonder whether you'll have enough money to retire? Retiring for the Genius is a blueprint to prepare for a comfortable retirement. This easy-to-read guidebook on living your life in retirement is written by certified financial planner Mark Friedman and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 o'clock until 9 a.m. You'll find the tools and templates helpful so you can prepare to make smart decisions on how to spend your money in retirement. If you're older than 55 and expect to spend between $4,000 and $10,000 a month in retirement, Retiring for the Genius is a treasure map for achieving your successful retirement. When it comes to retiring, don't be a dummy. Pick up a copy of Retiring for the Genius at Amazon.com.
Pick up your treasure map for retirement. Available now at Amazon.com. Search Mark Friedman, Retiring for the Genius.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hey, I forgot to mention that last week I ran into Paul Parent, not here at the radio station, but at the Topsfield Fair. We even took a picture together. I got a picture with Paul Parent. Aren't I lucky? Paul Parent, of course, is on his garden show that he does here from 6 to 8 every Sunday morning just before this show. And we're going to be, when we roll out of here, we're going to bring in Aurelia Nelson, and she's going to come in here and tell you about what's going on the North Shore. Lots and lots of activities. I'm sure she'll talk about the fact that the Topsfield Fair is still here for another couple of days, but there's a lot of other great stuff. I understand Steve Miller is coming to maybe Lowell Memorial Auditorium or one of those places. Lots of great bands coming in. Spamalot wraps up this weekend. Great, great show over there. We got West Side Story coming in to the Music Theater right after Spamalot gets out of here. And then, of course, there's David Coffey back to do the Christmas Carol at the North Shore Music Theater. But I'm here in studio. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. We provide financial planning and investment advice to individuals and families who live on the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the southern New Hampshire area. We do this through a very comprehensive approach. Yes, we manage money. We manage lots of money. In fact, $350 million we manage for more than 450 households. And we do it by developing a very personalized, very individualized approach. In fact, I'm going to give you a chance to better understand what financial planning is. You know, it's one of those things that everybody has a different definition of it. And I came across this video at a conference that I was at. And it's something that we share in our, we're going to be sharing on our website, where it's in the process right now, that gives you a better illustration of what financial planning looks like and exactly what it is that we do. There's a lot of people that use the term financial planning just as a means to get you into their office so that they can sell you an investment. But financial planning is a lifelong process. Some of our clients have been with us 30, 40 years. In fact, we have one client who's been with us 48 years. She started with my dad when he began in 1968. And they are still clients of ours. We have several generations of clients because clients have grown to trust us because they know that we look at the big picture. In fact, just this past week, we had a client in and he was just about to retire. He actually had retired already. And he looked at his situation. They're both 67 years old and they both elected to file and suspend their benefit for Social Security, which means they didn't, they wanted to file for Social Security, but they didn't want to take their benefit. They were going to wait each until age 70 to collect their benefits. But what they didn't know, and one of the pieces of advice that we told them, was that they happened to be in that unique window where instead of the spouse filing and suspending her benefit, she could simply collect her husband's spousal benefit. He was entitled to collect close to $28,000 at age 66. She's entitled to half of that, about $14,000. And she didn't know that. So all of a sudden we found free money for her that's going to get paid to her for the next 4 years. And actually it went retroactive back to his 66th birthday. Those little pieces of information, it is what you don't know what you don't know. And a financial planner that has a wide array and collection of pieces of advice, experiences from a variety of different places, is going to give you the advice you need. You're going to see that it's well worth the fee that you pay. In fact, many advisors, they'll charge, let's say they charge 1% to do investment management work for you. At our office, we charge 1% for investment management and all the financial planning advice. I don't bill separately for that. We might do bill up front to do a financial plan because I want you to have some advice that you can implement anywhere you want. But once you do the financial plan and place assets under our management, all your future financial planning advice is included as part of our fee. It's not an additional fee. But what you really need to understand is the essence of what financial planning is. I'd like you to take a listen to this video. It's a video, but you're going to hear the audio portion. If you'd like to have the video of this, a clip of this video, I'm happy to send it to you. My email address is Mark, M-A-R-C, at FriedmanFinancial.com. It is called the financial planning process, at least ours, the one that we do at Friedman Financial.
Success. For some, it's the result of luck. For most, it's the result of planning, determination, and hard work. Your success has brought you financial rewards. Yet in many ways, life isn't simpler, it's more complex. Your choices impact more people and can have longer lasting effects than ever before. We understand your challenges. We can help you navigate today's changing financial landscape. We follow a systematic process to help you pursue your financial goals. Here's how our process works. First, we work with you to identify your goals and objectives. We help you prioritize what's most important to you. Next, we'll help you get financially organized. We'll provide you with your own personal financial website, a private and secure location where your data is consolidated into one clear picture of you. Once we know more about your current financial situation, we generate a gap analysis that compares where you are now to where you want to be. Your personalized plan can include ideas to optimize your cash flow, manage your investment portfolios, provide retirement options, save for education, protect your assets, and more. We deliver our recommendations in a written report and save a digital copy in your online vault, which is accessible in your personal financial website. We'll work with you to implement our recommendations, and we'll stay with you every step of the way. You can track the progress of your plan on your personal financial website. And when you have questions, you can collaborate with us online in real time. To get where you are today, you had a plan. To get where you want to go tomorrow, you need a new one. Our team of professionals has the experience to help you make financial decisions to get you on your way. Let us help you. That's what we do, and we do it well.
So as you can well see, financial planning is a heck of a lot more than just managing money. In fact, yeah, you need to know where everything is. You need to know what it's all worth. You need to know who owns what. You need to know where you'll take money, where you'll draw money from to support your spending needs in retirement. But you also have to think about a few other things. Perhaps you have some responsibility still to your kids. Perhaps you have to care for an elderly parent. Perhaps you're considering giving money to charity. And perhaps you've got a second home and you're wondering, how do we leave it in the family so that the kids and the grandkids can continue to use it? You have to wonder, why do we carry so many bank accounts? Do we have the right registrations on our accounts? Will we qualify? Will we have to pay or file for probate? Can we avoid it? Have we ever considered using what's called a transfer on death? What about the beneficiaries on our IRAs? Do you still have your mother listed as beneficiary? Have you been married a few times and you haven't changed the beneficiary and still list your ex-wife or ex-husband as your beneficiary? Folks, this is serious business. You got to make sure you do this right. What happens when you're faced with a pension choice and your company says you have 10 days to make a decision? Do you want a life-only pension, which means we're going to pay you the largest amount for the rest of your life? But if you die on the second day or the 20,000th day, your spouse gets nothing. Or would you feel more comfortable receiving a lesser benefit and your spouse gets either half of what you were getting, perhaps even all of what you were getting, depending upon the choice that you make? Those are important decisions. How do you know what's the right choice to take? How do you know? Because you know what's going to happen? The cost of goods are ultimately going to go up. You know, we've lived in a world for almost 10 years now, at least, where inflation has been basically zero. Think about it. I mean, yeah, gas prices were at $1.4. Today, they're $2. 10, 12 years ago, they were back down around $2. They really haven't gone much anywhere. Cost of milk's about the same. Cost of eggs are about the same. Periodically, you'll get little bumps in coffee prices and chicken prices and meat prices. The only thing that's ridiculously expensive, as far as I'm concerned, is marinated steak tips right now. It's my own personal opinion. You used to be able to go and get marinated steak tips for $5.99 or $6.99. Now you got to pay $10.99, $11.99 for marinated steak tips. It's the crap meat that they put out from the animal, and that's what you're getting for $11.99. The steak sauce isn't that good. You can just buy that in a bottle. But I'm sorry, I digress. So let's go back to the beneficiary thing. So if you're beneficiaries, let's say you named your children as beneficiaries. Do you want, let's say you had three kids, do you want your money to go equally to your three children upon your death? Well, if you have an IRA account and you've named your three children as beneficiaries when you die, the money will go to each of the three children. But let's say, for instance, each of your three children has two children. So it means you have six grandkids. And God forbid, one of your kids predeceases you. So you have two kids, each that have two of your grandchildren. And then on the third one, where your son was alive, he's now passed away, you still have two grandchildren. If you would set up a beneficiary designation on your IRA that names your three children, did you know that there's a very strong possibility that your grandchildren of the son who had died would get nothing? Did you know that? The basic default on a distribution form for an IRA is something that is called pro rata. Pro rata, which means that it goes equally to the immediate surviving people that are listed as primary beneficiary. And so if one of your children has passed away and you have two other children living, the money gets split pro rata equally between the other two children. But what about the grandkids? Well, their name's not on the beneficiary form. However, if you check off one box, it's a little checkbox. Most people miss it. And this is what most people want to do. They want to do something that's called per stirpus, which means that if the surviving child, if my child is not alive, his benefit passes down through the bloodlines to his children. That's called per stirpus. What I've learned in the industry, because I've been doing this a long time, is years ago, many of the beneficiary forms that people signed became pro rata as the default and not per stirpus. You want to be absolutely sure, especially if you can think of the fact that one of your children that you had thought about leaving the money to has passed away and you hope that it will just go to the grandchildren. You want to go back, talk to your financial advisor, talk to the financial institution you're with, check it out yourself, make sure that your IRAs, your annuities, your life insurance policies are per stirpus. You want to make sure of that, or someone's going to be disappointed, and you know what? You won't be able to do a damn thing about it. You know why? You're dead. You're in the ground. You can't do anything about it at all. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Lots of things to think about. Financial advice in a language you can understand. We really try to call it down, bring it as something that would be very interesting to you. I hope you find this show enjoyable. If you'd like to get our newsletter, it's called Planning Pointers. It comes out each and every Friday morning at 10:30. I'll email it right into your inbox. All you need to do is go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. That's going to do it for me. I got to get out of here, make room for Aurelia Nelson. She'll be right in with Curtain Up. Have a great day and maybe see you over at the Topsfield Fair today. I'll be back next week with more financial advice in a language you can understand. Have a great day. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.